Bienvenidos. That's welcome for all of you. Going through Taco Bell right now. This is the Lloyd and Leroy Show. Happy to have you on here.
Going through Taco Bell right now.
Taco Bell.
You know, Taco Bell always sounds good before you eat it.
I miss their empanadas.
Ooh, I forgot about those.
Caramel apple empanadas. Mmm, those were delightful.
Okay. Taco Bell got me through college. Yeah. Because I had no money.
Oh, I know.
And so you can go down there and you can get a full meal for like nothing.
No, and then you go home and you get the medicine on the way home and it costs a little more.
The medicine to stop what happens after you have Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's great. Yeah. They always disparage Taco Bell if they're saying, well, it's grade D meat and it's what you feed the dogs. Okay, I'm a happy.
Well, I guess the dogs are happy.
I'm happy they're done. Yeah.
Yeah, because it
chalupas
tastes,
are great.
Chalupas, what was those things? It was Enchiritos. Remember the Enchiritos?
I never had one of those. I'm one of those guys that almost always orders the same thing. For me, it's a soft taco supreme and a chalupa supreme. And then again, back in those wonderful days of the Renaissance era, they had the
caramel. Back in the Jurassic era.
Caramel apple empanadas and then the pterodactyl. That was good.
The pterodactyl.
The pterodactyl. That makes English so hard.
It does. Speaking of English language, have we ever talked about the way that words are spelled in the English language and how they have two different meanings and they're spelled the same way?
I don't think so. We talked about diphthongs, but I don't think we could really broach this subject.
If you haven't heard the diphthong episode, I didn't even know which one it was.
It was back in there somewhere.
Does anybody know what they're listening to? Did we say the Lloyd and Leroy Show?
I did.
You did. Okay. Yep. I just want to make sure.
Lloyd and Leroy Show. But we didn't say our tagline, which is podcast
about
nothing.
Nothing that might lead
to something.
Something.
So far, no good. No bueno.
Well, we've, no for all those bueno. Taco Bell lovers.
Well, yeah, leading to something.
Yeah. So I always, this is interesting because this always freaks them out, and it's an easy thing.
All right.
I get three crunchy tacos.
All right.
And a beef burrito.
All right.
Sauce, cheese, only.
Mm.
They don't have that on their menu.
Ooh,
so they order this beef supreme deal, take everything off of it.
You made that into three syllables. Supreme.
Supreme. We're not Italian Taco Bell.
You made Taco Bell sound like an Italian fine dining restaurant. We'll have the ravioli gnocchi and the beef burrito supreme.
Burrato. Burrato with a taco supreme.
Taco supreme.
Taco. Taco supremo.
I don't know where we're going.
I don't know where this is awesome. But anyways, welcome to the show.
Sure, absolutely.
But language is weird.
The way English words are spelled.
We've got there, and there.
Oh, that is not fair. And that's another one.
There.
Fair and fair.
Fair and fair. F-A-R-E or F-A-I-R, which if you want to listen to a fair story, go back to one of our other deals where I talk about
county fairs. And
county fairs.
And driving stick shifts, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
But if you get good price on carnival food, you could pay a fair fare for fair. And that's an actual correct sentence.
That was powerful.
In English.
Speaking of carnival food or a fair food, let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs are great.
With mustard.
One time in Mount Vernon, the lovely and I were driving around town and we both had a hankering for corn dogs.
A hankering.
We called so many places.
Nobody had corn dogs.
No.
You didn't have like a hot dog on a stick place or something like that?
No, not
Mount Vernon.
Not in Central Ohio. How hard is it though to just take a hot dog and dip it in some kind of batter and then
throw it out
sell
there.
It to you for $7?
Yeah.
on the end of a large toothpick.
Now you're in Ohio. You were in Ohio.
Yes.
I was in California.
Which pretty much the exact same place.
It's very similar. Very similar. The traffic.
Right.
The people.
The ocean.
The ocean.
Absolutely.
All of it. But Disneyland. We would go to Disneyland because it was only 45 minutes away from where we live.
That's cool, yeah.
So we had passes at different times. But they're corn dogs. Oh, Mickey Mouse would be proud.
They're turkey legs.
Walt Disney himself would be proud.
I could hear him smile
right
now.
They're so good.
I love
them.
They
cost you an arm and a leg, and I was already halfway invested, so I had to get out of there. But so good.
I heard somebody the other day say, They were telling about how they're going through some tough time. They said, "Yeah, I may have to give my uncle my liver." But, I don't know if you really understand exactly how that works.
If I've never heard that phrase.
You give anybody your liver, then I'm going to miss you. They meant kidney.
Oh.
I was like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, you have two of those.
Kidney. And liver, not so much.
Apparently, is one of those a spare?
A kidney?
Like, yeah, think about
it. Why do we have two if we can only live on one?
Right. Is it just like the spare tire that is
I think the Lord, the donut when he created us, he said, there's going to be people that are going to need a kidney.
Right.
I'm going to put an extra one in everybody.
Which is pretty amazing.
So they can
think about it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And there are other parts, like a spleen or an appendix you can have, or a gallbladder you can have taken. I was like, what was that doing in the first place?
Why was it there?
Well, I mean, doesn't appendix literally mean like something added at the end? If you look at a book,
well,
you
that's
have the
true.
Appendix.
Is it spelled the same?
It is.
Wow.
So there again, English language, appendix could either be in addition to the end of a book.
Or something in your body.
Or something in your body, exactly.
Yeah, and you're pointing under your rib cage right now. Nobody can see it.
Yeah, I have no idea where that is.
Hey, thanks to everyone. We're over. Like we're 1,300.
Yeah.
Probably by the time of this episode, when
we'll
it drops,
we'll be at 1,301 maybe.
Well, we'll probably be at least 1,299.
I think that sounds
It sounds like a blue light special at Kmart. Remember those?
Oh, I do.
There's a blue light special in aisle 7.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. There's a blue light special in aisle 7. Stop by and pick up the ShamWow.
The ShamWow. I remember that.
Yes. As seen on TV.
Yeah.
Get your Ginsu knives blue light special.
The click did it for me. Do the click again.
When people...
ladies and gentlemen, this is your Kmart shopper.
Pilot?
ladies and gentlemen, Captain speaking. We're flying about 400 knots, and wind is out of the north-northwest at about 20 knots.
That's just awesome.
First off, what is a knot? Secondly, why do I care?
What is a knot?
All I really care is...
So there's another word.
The temperature.
N-O-T or K-N-O-T.
Oh, yeah. Or N-A-U-G-H-T.
I've seen that. Knot.
Yes. I've seen... it's tough.
The English is language is
I really
it's
do.
A bugger.
I feel no, that's only one way to spell that. But there's
an announcer, Booker McFarland.
I would go by a different name. Surely that's not on his birth certificate. That has to be a nickname.
It has to be on his birth certificate.
Why would you choose it?
Why would you choose it?
But when you're his size, nobody's making
fun of you.
Can you
imagine? I pick Booger. Kickball team.
Everybody,
I pick Booger.
Everybody just stands there laughing.
Yeah, you did.
<That's right. laughs> Okay, so when we're kind of on the whole pastry and carnival food and stuff.
I was talking about boogers. I wouldn't talk about pastries.
Well, we're getting out of that. I have a confession to make. Okay. I am a donut divider.
You're a donut divider.
I am.
Okay, explain that. You don't eat a whole donut?
Well, when I go to a box of donuts, I open it up and I take a knife and I divide a donut. I'm that guy. When you walk in and you want the sour cream glaze, but half of it's already gone, but half of it's still there.
That's a crime.
I'm the guy who divided the donut.
I need to file charges against you. I like a whole donut.
And I understand that. But here's why. Because if there's a sour cream glazed, and there's a Boston cream, and there's a blueberry,
I want
them all, but
so
I don't
you're
want all
whole,
of them all.
You're getting a whole, you're getting a whole and a half.
I'm just a sampler. That's all. There's nothing wrong with being a sampler.
There is in my book. That's a crime.
In your book?
In my book.
And is there an appendix to your book?
There is an appendix.
Speaking of your book, hey, when this comes out, likely your book will have been.
Okay, here, we just had a meeting. March 6th. So this will actually, you'll be hearing this after March 6th.
Yeah.
But on March 6th, you can pre-sale.
You can battle the beast.
You can battle the beast.
Darren Sargent.
Defeating the lions that oppose your destiny. Can't wait. I'm excited about it.
There's some lurking lions, but you can defeat them.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
On April 16th.
April 16th.
It will be released.
Which is a Tuesday.
See, I knew you were going to do that. Someone just told me what day was. So that's why I was so
But
quick
we spoke
to
in stereo.
Tuesday. Ooh.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
What's that? Is that your phone? We've got a call coming in.
Do you recognize that call? That ringtone?
Yeah, that's old, like from 1922.
Ooh, that was a friend who I know would have enjoyed being on this show.
Oh, ooh, let me see the picture.
Absolutely. Here it is.
Let me see who it is. You'll have to text him and tell him we're so sorry.
He would love to be on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to have him on.
We're going to have him on our special segment called...
This is cool. We've come up with a segment for our callers. Go ahead.
It's
introduce it now.
something from someone from somewhere.
It's perfect.
It's going to be awesome.
Our friend Rick Lovell gave us that idea.
Thank you, Rick Lovell.
Thank you, Rick Lovell.
Who might be on the show sometime.
That would be great.
And he would share something from someone from somewhere.
That is great. Something exactly. from someone from somewhere.
Yes.
I like that segment.
I'm excited about that, yeah.
But we were talking about something very important.
Oh, it was. It was donut dividing. So here's the story. I was at Purpose Institute, which, of course, you know, is a ministry training class. It's kind of an on-the-weekend type deal for people who can't go to Bible college or something like that. So I was teaching, and in Columbus, Ohio, the church, the host church, was Pastor Cisco. He was the host pastor, and he is he went on to be with Jesus, an amazing man, a patriarch, a prayer mm-hmm. warrior. He's one of those people you're so respectful of him. You almost fear him just because he walks with God. He's such a wonderful man.
He's kind of like Wild Bill Hickok. His Wild Bill Cisco.
That was his nickname, Wild Bill Cisco.
Wild Bill.
Because he used to be a sheriff, I think, or deputy or something.
Now, this
like that.
Story's getting better. I did not know that.
Okay, yeah. So during the break.
This town's not big enough for the both of us.
This altar's not big enough for the devil. Get on out of here, devil. Satan, bite the dust. And my voice is deep because this 44 degree drop in a day. Yeah,
yeah, one day.
That's giving me my candy.
Anyways, we were talking about my book, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. We'll get back to the book. Back to the book. So during the break, it's all right, get up, get a drink, get something to snack on. There are donuts in the back and come back in 15 minutes. So we come back in 15 minutes. And one of the people in the class, like, all right, okay. Which one of you girls took half a donut? And Bishop Cisco raised his hand and he said, that was me.
Ooh, oops.
What do you do when you call the bishop?
Wild
Which
Bill.
One of you girls?
Wild Bill said.
I love it.
That was me. I'll meet you.
That's right.
I'll meet you. Main Street at noon.
Main Street at noon.
High noon. High noon. Speaking of high noon, was one of my favorite, I think that's the title of it, was one of my favorite Louis L'Amour
books. Speaking of books.
I've read. There's your phone again.
Sorry. Let me turn it on to silent. I apologize. I blame myself. All right. There we go.
I blame you too.
All better.
But Louis L'Amour is one of my favorite. I read those growing up like crazy.
It doesn't his name. His last name is French, isn't it? It's sure. L apostrophe Amour.
A-M-O-U-R.
The love. Louis yep. Love.
Louis Love.
Louis Love.
I don't think he would have sold many Western books if he went by Louis Love.
Hello, I'm Louis Love, and I've got a Western
I've
book.
Got a, hello, my name is Louis Love.
He's not British.
Hello, my name is Louis Love.
I'm going to be door opener number three.
Door holder number three. Which is great.
That's another great episode.
But anyways,
back to your book, so it's going to go on sale in April.
March 6th is pre-sale, so you can go to Pentecostal Publishing or to Amazon.
Yes.
And you can pick it up pre-sale, or you can wait till April 16th, and yes. You will be released on
everything.
Everything.
That is exciting.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited to read your
book. I'm very excited.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, so everybody on March 6th, well, this will already be past
April 16th,
that.
March 6th, yeah, but most likely. Yeah,
April 16th, buy the book.
Buy the book.
Buy the book. Support
Compra el libro.
What do you say?
Buy the book in Spanish.
Sí, bueno. Sí,
indeed.
Yeah. Well, this has been a wonderful journey, and I want to tell
everyone
that has listened to the Lloyd and Leroy podcast.
Everyone.
Three of you.
But
thank you for repeatedly downloading.
We are in other countries.
I wonder how many.
Let me look.
You want to look real quick while he's doing that?
You look and you regale us with one of those Louis L'Amour stories.
Okay, so I grew up.
Louis Love.
Hello, my name is Louis Love. I grew up in southern Idaho, as you know. So during the winter, we had no place to go because the snow was 17,000 feet deep. And so what we did is we read a lot. I have read probably every Louis L'Amour that is available because we had nothing else to do. Have you read the last, what's it called? Oh, come on, Darren. It's one of my favorites. I can't believe I'm not. Last of the Breed.
Last of the Breed?
Have you read The Last of the Breed about that pilot? Mm. It's kind of a modern story that he wrote.
No, but every...
Phenomenal.
Okay. I was taking a trip from Alabama to...
I'm sorry.
Back to St. Louis. No, we had a wonderful children's ministry training.
Oh, that's right.
Training.
You went to that. I was just talking about Alabama.
Oh, Well, I'm a Buckeye fan, so I understand what you mean by that.
All of my Alabama friends are going to hate me after hearing this. I know. Jake, I apologize.
Yeah, Shane, sorry.
Shane, too. Yeah.
So on the way back.
I don't think he listens.
I was watching this movie called, well, it was a movie about a plane crash.
That's not a good thing. Same time
we hit jet wash.
Jet wash.
When a plane goes ahead
of you. So it's not like a car wash you're going through?
No. Okay. It's not touchless either. It touched our plane. It went through, and it was, I think, if I understand jet wash right, it's where another aircraft has gone through, and then some exhaust is just hanging out in the
atmosphere.
There should be a speed bump sign in the sky, but there wasn't.
There should be something, a jet wash.
And we plunged. It was scary. But I'm thinking, why am I watching a movie about a plane crash?
Number one, while I'm 30,000 feet watching, in the air. Number one, you're watching a movie.
There's a problem, could be a documentary.
I would call it a documentary.
I was watching a documentary for entertainment purposes.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we are in, let's see, we are in these United States. We are in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
United Kingdom.
Good luck on that one,
that's right. We are in Austria. Not Australia.
Austria. Yeah,
I saw you getting ready.
I was going to talk about a kangaroo.
Good day. No.
Good day, mate.
Austria. I have no idea the accent there. We're in Jordan.
Jordan.
We're in Russia.
Okay, Russia.
Japan, India, and Spain.
That is a good
list.
That's
amazing for all those out there.
That's a good list.
Escuchando, listening to the Lloyd and Leroy Show. We give you thanks.
Escuche.
Keep listening.
Looking at the map on our where we host our platform here, or the platform we host our podcast on.
Yeah, you can
see. It's turning blue.
It is turning blue.
In all these different states or nations.
It's light blue where we are lightly, and it is dark blue where we are darkly.
Well, we are heavily in the...
We are in the nation of Alaska. It's dark blue.
Yeah, yeah. Nation of Alaska.
So we're in the USA plus
Russia
Alaska.
From there.
Yes, you can. Yes. That's what I'm told. Super cold. How weird would it be to live in Alaska? And that there's a city, I don't know what it is, but where it's basically dark for months at a time.
So we traveled one year, my wife and I, when my son was 6 months old. So our firstborn was 6 months old, and we went to Alaska to minister for a month. Because in the wintertime, they wouldn't get that many evangelists up there. We were evangelizing. We went for a month.
Okay.
And it would not start getting light till like 11:30 in the morning.
Okay.
This is January. We landed on January the 2nd.
All right.
And it was 40 below zero.
Oh, my goodness, my friend.
But it was so much fun. We got to snowmobile. We had a blast. It was a great time, but it was very, very cold. But it wouldn't get light till like 11:30, noon. And then it started getting dark again at like 2:33.
Oh, my goodness. So 2:33 is very specific.
Yeah. 2:30 or 3.
Oh, I see.
2:33. 2:30 or 3.
Here we go. I'm so sorry for anybody who lives there. The town of Utqiagvik, Alaska, is the northernmost town in the U.S. from mid-November to mid-January. There is no daylight.
None?
None. N-U-N. None. They
Silent night takes on a whole new meaning.
It's called polar night. Once the sun sets in mid-November, they will not see it again until mid-January.
That's crazy.
How? I don't. 2 months.
How?
I assume you just stay indoors and obviously use headlights and flashlights.
I guess. So I would wear one of those lamps on my. I would wear a hard hat.
Those are the best.
And a lamp on it.
Those lamps on your head. I'm working on finishing our basement downstairs. I'm putting studs up and running wire and doing all that to try
to. You're just multi-talented, MJ Harry.
Well, you should see how many 2x4s I wrecked by trying to do that. It's bad. But I have one of those headlamps. I lost all dignity a long time ago. Like, I'm walking around with a headlamp. I've got knee pads on. It's a wonder. The lovely looks at me and she's like, I'm glad I married that guy.
Yeah.
She looks at me and goes, what a weirdo. I got to drop out from the Bob Vila School of Home Improvement.
Bob Vila School. Oh, that blessed me.
Oh, it's right. Terrible. Well, but anyways, I do love those headlamps. Those are the best.
We didn't get anywhere on this one.
Not even close.
But like, I'm so glad you're
I don't even think it was a swing and a miss. I don't think we didn't even swing.
Yeah, I don't think we did. I think they looked at us and said, just take him out.
Just take him out.
He's not even.
I walked into the batter's box. I looked at the umpire and he said, strike three. Sit down, slacker boy. Get those knee pads and that headlamp off. Well, we tried.
Well, we tried.
Maybe
and
next
we're
time.
so glad that you have joined us on the... Whoops, that's not
that's
it.
Not,
there we go.
There it is.
Thank you for tuning in to the Lloyd and Leroy Show, a podcast about nothing that might lead to...
Something, but
this time we didn't.
Nope.
Not really.
Strike three.
All right.
Try it again.
Check us out.
Next time.
Rate, review, subscribe. Bye.